Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to find out, has Nikki, do you remember what you were doing 26 years ago today?
I was like 4 months old, so no, I do not.
Okay, a likely excuse. It was actually 26 years ago yesterday to this date. Has you saw what I have pulled up here, Seth?
Yeah, that'd be a 90s movie, right?
26 years ago, what's 26?
Yeah, that would be 1990.
Thank you, 1990. I always thought it considered an 80s movie because it came out on the tail end of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
You think she has?
No. There's no way she's seen this.
Definitely not.
No.
No way.
Nikki, the movie stars Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, and Joe Pesci. It starts with this line. This is the only Ray Liotta impression you'll ever hear me do. Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Bears.
Sopranos?
That's a television program on home box office.
Godfather.
Same first two letters.
I don't know.
So you haven't seen Goodfellas?
No, I haven't.
Huge misstep.
There's no reason that for her to have seen Goodfellas.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like her cup of tea.
Do you ever watch gangster movies?
No.
Do you like gangster movies? Well, you wouldn't know if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I mean, doesn't the idea... Okay, if you had to describe the plot of Goodfellas, what would you say?
Snitches get stitches.
That's a great way to put that.
Okay.
One of the timeless movie moments in history. What do I'm a clown. I amuse you. I'm here for your amusement.
This would never be a movie that I would think that Nikki should definitely see.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a movie that I think every American should see.
It just doesn't seem like something she'd be interested in.
You gotta tell a 25, 26-year-old girl she has to see Goodfellas? No way!
You don't think there's a 25 or a 26-year-old girl listening to the show right now who's seen Goodfellas and loves it?
Oh, I do, but there's probably more that haven't than have.
Yeah. 727-579-1025. So you've never seen a mob movie?
I don't... No. No.
Donnie Brasco?
No.
Forget about it.
I mean, I've heard all these references before, but I've never seen the movies.
If she watched The Sopranos and then like that, maybe she could branch off and watch some of these movies, but I think she would have to start off with something current like The Sopranos.
Would you I'll give you $5 if you watch this movie.
$5?
If you'll watch this movie.
How about you up it to my hourly wage?
I will give you $5.50 if you watch this movie.
I bet Moby hasn't seen it either.
No,
Moby's seen this movie.
He's seen this movie, I'm sure.
Moby has definitely seen this movie. I bet Moby puts this movie in his top 10.
I bet this is on a list of movies that I'm supposed to watch. He has a list.
Oh, do you have the list handy?
Oh, yeah. Let's,
no, I don't. But I
give us other movies that are on Moby's list of movies for Moby's list of must-see movies.
I don't know. He'll ask me a movie, and I say I've never seen it.
Fight Club?
Seen it.
Okay.
Goodfellas? That's what we're just talking about. I know. Feel like there was a mob movie, so I think it was Goodfellas, a Scarface movie.
Yeah.
No.
That's a must-see.
Over Goodfellas?
I think that Scarface is the one.
Wait, hold on one second.
I'm a Scarface guy.
It's not an either or here. You got to see them both.
I'm a Scarface guy.
Scarface, first of all, is 8 hours long.
I love Scarface.
I love Scarface, but it's not on a Goodfellas level.
What?
I don't know about that, man.
Pacino's Cuban accent is horrible.
That's not what it's about.
No, you're right. I'll squash you like a cockroach.
It's about wanting the world and everything in it.
Oh, man. First to get the money.
It's like the blueprint.
Then to get the power. That is true. Without Scarface, there may never have been a Goodfellas.
The political refugee.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's a great movie.
Better. Come on.
I'm a Scarface guy. I don't know what to tell you.
So you would rank Scarface above Goodfellas in your personal preference?
What's good about Scarface is that it's different from the Italian-inspired mafia movie.
That is true, and it was one of the first, if not the first, Cuban gangster movie.
Yeah, that's what makes it stand out.
Oh, no.
I remember watching that on HBO.
You got the money?
You
about the drugs?
I mean, Pacino was phenomenal in that.
You're right.
Even if you thought he was a bit over the top.
He will always be Scarface.
Yeah, he to me, too.
Yeah, I'm you know, I played many other roles since Scarface. You know, I was in
like what?
I was in Son of a Woman. You know, I was a blind guy. Hoo-ah!
You've never even seen that movie.
What, Son of a Woman?
Yeah, you should watch that since you're trying to get Nikki to watch Goodfellas.
I acted in it. I don't need to see it. I was in that movie with Keanu.
What was wrong with you in Son of a Woman?
I was blind. I couldn't see anything.
That's true. You were blind.
I'd walk by the fish market and I'd say, "Hello, ladies. How you doing?" There's a little humor there. I'm Al Pacino.
Tara, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How old are you, Tara?
I'm 25.
You are exactly who I was looking for. 25-year-old female. Have you or have you not seen Goodfellas?
Yes, I have, and I absolutely loved it. Nobody forced me to watch it.
Oh, that is so great. Like, what? One of the best movies you've ever seen in your life. I'm not leading the witness, am I? One of the best movies you've ever seen in your life, am I right?
Yes, honestly, out of all of the gangster movies I've seen, I'd watch Goodfellas over and over again.
Have you seen Scarface?
Yes.
And you would put Goodfellas ahead of Scarface?
Yes.
So would I. I think the problem I have with Scarface is I watched it on the home box office, but then I think I dated a girl who hadn't seen it, and this was back in the day of the video stores. It was a double VHS rental, so you'd have to, 2 hours into the movie, it would say, now put in tape two. So you'd have to break the mood of the movie, get up. By the way, there used to be these things called VCRs, Tara, that had video cassettes inside them.
I know VCRs. Okay.
All right, just making sure you're 25 years old. You can never be too sure these days.
I grew up with the VCR player TV combo and the whole rewind, be kind.
Oh, you're speaking my language now. So if you had to describe the plot of Goodfellas to young Nikki over there, pretty much your same age, how would you describe it?
Snitches get stitches, bottom line.
Like Seth said, there you go. Thank you very much. Samuel Jackson, by the way, very forgotten role in Goodfellas.
Oh, really?
I mean, not a lot of people remember the only the hardcore, you know. What a great movie. Now I got to watch Scarface again to see if I'm...
You won't like it.
No.
That's the kind of movie I'll watch every single time it's on TV, especially if it's on cable and it's all edited up.
Baltimore. Isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer's in that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore. Ashton, hello. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Thanks, Ashton. What's up with you?
Well, I just wanted to call and say that while on my first viewing, I was pretty impressed. Mm-hmm. Goodfellas is a little overrated, in my opinion.
You're stupid.
But I'm not going to say it's not a decent film. It's just a little overrated.
How is it overrated?
Well, you say that it's not better than Scarface. I think it's better than Scarface. I think it's not. I think Scarface is better. I'm sorry. I think The Godfather is better.
I've never even seen The Godfather.
That I could list off, honestly, but I just feel like it's a little overrated. And honestly, it doesn't have a good ending either. You know, your hero kind of ends up going down the toilet. And
So you like nice, shiny, happy movies where the hero rides off in the sunset after he gets a girl.
No,
it's a witness relocation program.
No gangster movie ends good.
Right. He's empty. He's alone. He can't even get a plate of good pasta in that city.
All those movies end kind of weird, too, but that movie just, you know, with the way it ends.
You're not good at movie watching. You suck at watching movies, dude. I know it is. Just like your opinion is over. I've never heard anyone say Goodfellas is overrated.
That's because they're afraid to say it.
You should be afraid to say it. You should rip out your own tongue right now and nail it to something.
I didn't want to say it, Drew. I'm sorry.
All right. Don't be sorry for being an idiot, dude. It's just the way that you were. You probably had dumb parents. I'm just busting your butt. What are your top three favorite movies of all time?
Oh, wow. Top three favorite of all time?
That's right. That's what I said.
The Departed, that's a better gangster movie.
It's a great movie. Sure. It's a great movie.
Geez. Second, I'd probably go with... Geez, you're putting me on the spot.
I know. That's what I do.
Pineapple Express?
Hey, that's a good one. That's a good one.
See? Casino's a good movie, by the way.
I'll throw Superbad in there just because...
I love Superbad.
Okay, wait. Superbad is a better movie than Goodfellas.
It's a great movie, dude.
I would say that 10 times in a row and be completely sober saying it.
Have you watched Superbad?
Most of it on cable. McLovin?
Hey, you're putting me on the spot. Listen, I know. I actually have a real list that's on my Twitter that I made that I actually sat and thought about.
What's your Twitter?
If I could reference that list.
What's your Twitter?
I'm not giving you my Twitter so that you could read my tweets, Drew. They're a little out of control. But
why are you on Twitter if you don't want people reading your tweets? I don't think you get the point of Twitter.
I don't want the public just going to my Twitter, Drew.
But, get out of here.
It's public.
So it's a secret private Twitter.
I've never wanted to know this guy's top movie so badly in my life. What a tease.
Brit so much that I have to throw Casino into the mix as well. So damn good. She's right. Casino is brilliant.
Casino's long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Casino was good.
Very good. Very long. Sharon Stone, so good. And when Joe Pesci does that all, yeah. 727-579-1025. Jesse, you make your girlfriend watch mob movies?
I don't make her. We find, you know, different themes or whatnot, and she's Italian, and she's never watched The Godfather, Casino, and all of those. So we actually started it. She loved it. We did Godfather 1 and 2, then we went into, I'm sorry, I'm nervous from what you guys are talking about right now.
It's okay.
Goodfellas. Yeah. But she loved it. So she even said, she pointed out the scene where Joe Pesci's yelling at the main character, Henry. Yeah. He it's a meme. He's in a nice suit and he's laughing really hard. She goes, I saw the meme before I saw the movie.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate that the meme comes to people's mind before the movie. Corey Cardinal with the tweet of the day. I don't think that Moby's seen The Goodfellas, but I'm pretty sure Brandon from Snapchat has. Hashtag DGL. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-105. Now, wait a minute. My girlfriend just said, I have a confession. And I said, don't do it. She might be about to tell me that she hasn't seen Goodfellas.
Yeah, you got to get things right at home first before you start jumping on Nikki for not watching it.
Exactly.
Looks like I got to keep my, what did they say, keep my house in order?
Yeah.
But it's not a typical chick flick.
No,
so
that's true. It is not.
Most women have probably watched it with either, you know, their boyfriend or husband.
It's not like, oh, hey, you haven't seen Knocked Up or Bridesmaids? Let's watch it this weekend.
Oh, those are great movies.
My girl's never seen Goodfellas.
Not like, hey, you got a week to spare. Let's watch the Godfather trilogy.
I found out that over the weekend my girl's never seen Little Shop of Horrors, and now I find out she's never seen Goodfellas.
Oh, she's not missing.
You know what has to stop in society? Movie shaming people.
Well,
we all were doing different things in our lives. We all couldn't see everybody else's favorite movies.
Sarah, what's up? There should be more movie shaming. Sarah, how are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
So fantastic. So compared to like Scarface, I'd say Goodfellas is way underrated to Scarface is incredibly overrated.
Oh, my. Well, I wouldn't say it's overrated, but I would put Goodfellas over Scarface any day of the week.
Absolutely, but yeah. Every two-bit guy who thinks he's gangsta says, oh, Scarface, Tony Montana, when really he should be watching like Goodfellas and The Departed, and maybe he should go back and watch The Godfather one more time.
But these are all apples and oranges, even though they're gangster movies. The Scarface is about the American dream.
Yeah, I mean, he gets off that boat and he's got nothing. He's one of the
exactly.
Marielitos.
Only in America.
I'm not saying Scarface is a terrible movie. I'm just saying it's super overrated. Whereas I feel like it should be about on par with Goodfellas.
One day, a bunch of guys took my mom's groceries home from the supermarket. You know why? It was out of respect. What a great effing movie. By the way, TM Powell, the movie authority, checking in. Scarface is overrated. It's just coke and one-liners. I'm not surprised the guy who has never seen Star Wars loves it. That's you. Dude.
Okay.
It's coming from a guy whose favorite movie is Jaws.
It's true. Sarah, thank you for checking in. I appreciate that. And thank you for ranking Goodfellas higher than Scarface.
Absolutely. Anytime. It's always a pleasure to talk to y'all. Mm-hmm.
727-579-1025. King of the Heavies. Goodfellas is like Pulp Fiction, a true work of art. End of discussion.
You consider Pulp Fiction a gangster movie?
A gangster movie.
It's a bunch of gangster stuff going on.
It's bigger than just a gangster movie.
Okay, all right.
It is a movie that features gangsters. Good one, SBK. Should Pulp Fiction be considered a gangster movie?
Marcellus Wallace was a gangster.
He was, and Vincent and Jules worked for him. And
they were gangsters, too.
The Wolf was also a gangster.
He was a smooth gangster.
Shot Marvin.
Smooth criminal.
Shot Marvin right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, is Pulp Fiction a gangster movie?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's bigger than just a gangster movie.
Reservoir Dogs, gangster
That's
movie.
That's a gangster movie.
Yes. Well, okay. Kind of offshoots of the same kind of deal.
There were gangsters involved, but...
And then in a gangster movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
If there's a gangster, it's a gangster movie.
Oh, man. This is a tough one. Is Pulp Fiction a gangster movie?
Now, if everybody was Italian, you wouldn't have a debate here.
True.
gangster, man.
We should have shotguns. I would say the subplot of Mia Wallace and Vincent Vega. I don't know, man. I don't want to say it's a gangster. It's a
well,
movie.
What do you consider a gangster? Billy
Ray was a preacher, drugs? Killing?
They got drugs. They got killing.
When they got around the stars,
what's not gangster about this movie?
You're right. What a great friggin' movie. I haven't seen it in a couple of years either. I need to
gotta get
revisit.
A refresher.
Yeah. Drew Grabo Live. Who's this?
Waiting on the sequel.
What's in the briefcase? Hello?
I want to talk about the gangster movie that everybody's not talking about.
All right. Well, it wasn't like name all the gangster movies, but go ahead.
Okay. A Bronx Tale.
That's a fine damn movie right there. Chaz
really
Palminteri.
I mean.
Fievel?
I asked you to leave.
Not an American Tale.
Oh.
Somewhere out there.
Definitely
like,
gangster.
It's like I didn't know a cartoon was gangster.
No. A Bronx Tale. Chaz Palminteri actually wrote it. He performed it as a one-man show on Broadway, which I would love to see. About a little kid named C, who kind of curries favor with the gangster. And, what a great movie that is.
I will tell you on a list of the top 25 gangster films of all time, Pulp Fiction is number 7.
Mm. Oh, what's 1, 2, and 3?
Hold on, let me guess. 7?
Yeah, it's number 7.
Okay, Godfather's 1 and 2 occupy 2 spots in the top 3, I'm sure. Probably 2 spots, in, like 1 and 2 is Godfather 1 and 2, followed by probably by Goodfellas. Then I'm going to say probably...
Departed,
Scarface, Casino, Cuffs with Christian Slater. No, Mobsters with Christian Slater.
Are you like naming off 12?
I don't know.
Yeah, just go ahead. Give us a list. Yeah.
So the first one's Godfather. Number 2 is Goodfellas. Number 3, The Godfather Part 2.
That's right.
Number 4 is Mean Streets.
Oh, that was with Harvey Keitel.
Number 5 is Miller's Crossing.
That's a fine damn movie, Coen Brothers.
Number 6.
Well, Irish Gangsters in that one, I think.
On next page.
Yeah, next page. Number 6 is Casino.
Great movie.
7, Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. 8, Once Upon a Time America. Or Once Upon a Time in America. Huh. 9, City of God. Huh. And 10, A Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale is fine. 5, of Mouskowitz. So great. Ramon, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. How you doing, Ramon?
What's up, Drew? How's it going, man?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, I think Russell Crowe in Gladiator is pretty gangster dude. So
you've never seen that, have you?
I haven't. I have never seen that movie before. I know.
Where does Braveheart? Because
that's
he's
a good movie.
Gangster to me.
No, no, none of those are gangster movies.
Spaniard.
Huh?
He's a gangster dude.
He's a gangster dude, but not a gangster movie. Is that
right?
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen Gladiator. I should really see that movie.
You really should. I think so too, Drew.
I like it though?
Yeah, it still holds up.
I think in a gangster movie, I don't think the main weapon can be a sword, can it?
It wasn't a gangster movie.
No, you have to have guns to be a gangster. Like, you could have a 1920s, like the original Public Enemy with James Cagney, I think would be a good one, or Public Enemies.
Oh, no, man. Maximus was a pimp.
Straight up gangster.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Gladiator,
yeah.
Better than 300?
I didn't see that either.
I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's totally different.
I did not see that either.
You didn't see 300?
No,
300
man.
Was more visually stimulating.
Emo Ryan Chaney, by the way, with a great one, My Blue Heaven, hashtag gangster movie.
That is an awesome movie.
That's a great movie right there. You shouldn't stand next to all these frozen foods. You could melt all this stuff. Louie, that's Rick Moranis, Steve Martin, and John Cusack's sister, Joan. That's a fine My Blue Heaven. I need to revisit that one.
Princess Bride, gangster movie.
Never seen it. 727-579-1025. Oh, thank you, Chris. Any love for New Jack City. That's a gangster movie right
Brown.
There. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes,
good.
I am. The Da-Da Man. Who was the Da-Da Man? He was in some other stuff too, right?
Yeah, he was in a bunch of Spike Lee stuff.
Yeah. I like
that. That was Radio Raheem.
Thank you. That's who I was trying to think of. It was Radio. The Untouchables. That's a gangster movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kevin Costner.
That was a good one.
Bobby De Niro. Team. Sean Connery. Here's how you get Capone. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up?
You guys, you're forgetting the greatest gangster movie of all time.
What's that?
Stars the great, late Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, and Red Fox.
Harlem Nights. Oh, my God.
I love that movie.
You know what? I saw that in the theater, and I don't think I've seen it since. I should really check that one out again, because what a cast of characters.
Funny. It's funny, man.
Harlem Nights. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
I think a lot of people forget it because it's a comedy.
Yeah, but it's still a good gangster comedy. What was the lady's name? oh, my God.
That was Della Reese.
That was Della. Yeah. So freaking good. Joining us right now is the head coach for USF football. He has joined us many times. In fact, USF has a remarkable record.
Only lost one game when he's come on the air with us.
And that was a big game.
Bowl game last year.
I'll be attending my first USF game this Saturday at noon at Ray J. If you want tickets for this game, and you do want tickets for this game, go to gousfbulls.com. Joining us right now, the head coach of the 3-0 USF Bulls. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Coach Willie Taggart.
Willie!
What's happening, Coach?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, thanks for making time for us in this week. How in the world did you manage to squeeze out a couple of minutes for us with FSU on the docket?
Well, you know I can't pass up a time to be on with you all, so I had to make sure we make this happen.
My man Seth has a great question for you regarding the preparation of this game, Coach Taggart.
Coach Taggart, are you telling your players this is just another game and you have more on the schedule like this, or do they know that there's something on the line playing FSU on Saturday?
Well, they're looking at it as another game. I don't think anything going to change as much other than earning a little more respect out there than what we have now. If you go win this ball game, but it's another ball game. We're not going to win a championship by winning this game, but you can earn some respect, and I think all of our guys will love to continue to earn that respect within our football program. But it's another game, and we're not going to try and be any different than what we've been before. We just got to go out and play our game, and I think if we play our best, then our best is good enough.
We are speaking with Coach Willie Taggart, head coach for USF football. Soul brother Kevin?
Yes, Coach Taggart, did you see anything in FSU's loss last week to Louisville that altered your game plan?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Okay.
Because we can't be Louisville. You know, Louisville is Louisville. We got to go out and be USF, and we're not planning on being any different than what we've been. And we got to go play our game. And if we try to be like Louisville, then we're gonna be in trouble.
Coach, does it factor in at all the result of last week's game that FSU played against Louisville? Would you prefer them it have been a closer game or an FSU victory, or are you just so focused on your game plan as the head coach for USF football that it really is irrelevant to you what they did last week?
It's more the latter. You know, we got to be worried about us and not Louisville and FSU. We had no control over that, so. It's all about us. And again, so I think once you start to throw in all those other factors, you lose focus on what you've been doing and what you need to do in order to go out and compete and have a chance to win. So we're just, again, focusing on us. That's how we got into the place where we're at now. And we like that place, and we want to continue to do what we're doing.
We're speaking with head coach Willie Taggart for USF football. Something I've noticed this year that is different than last year, Coach Taggart. Last season, I used to be able to wake up and check Twitter, and immediately I'd be hit in the face with an inspirational quote from a man, Willie Taggart. And I noticed over the last couple of weeks, no inspirational quotes in the morning. What's going on with your Twitter account, Coach?
Probably slacking. I'm just slacking off, just more locked into football and trying to inspire our football team and inspire myself every single day to come out and do a great job. I'm just slacking a little bit. That's on me. I'm just slacking.
That's all right. I'm forcing myself to find inspiration in other places.
Coach, I know you said this is just another game on the schedule, but do you feel like the atmosphere is going to be different for the game on Sunday as opposed to maybe another game?
Absolutely. It's going to be a nice crowd. It's going to be loud. I know for me personally, it's going to be the biggest crowd I've been in Ray J as the head coach here. So it's going to be a great atmosphere with all of our guys, you know, come to school and want to play big-time college football, want to play in a crowd like this. And it's going to be on national TV where everyone in the country is going to get a chance to see the Bulls play and want our guys to be able to have a great week of preparation so they can go show the entire country that Bulls know how to play football.
Yeah, it's USF FSU Saturday at noon at Ray J. Go to GoUSFBulls.com for tickets. Willie, what do you do in the middle of a game if you see your guys, they get a little bit wide-eyed because they're playing these Florida State Seminoles? Can you grab a guy by the face mask and reach him and say, look, man, this is just a regular football game, 11 versus 11. Is there anything you can say in the game, or they just get so locked in that moment that it's a frustration for you?
I really think with our guys, I don't think we'll have those issues. You know, our guys have played in games like this, and they played last year with Florida State, and for a half played pretty darn good. You know, the second half we didn't do well. So our guys understand they can play with them and know what it takes. And I think in years past probably didn't necessarily believe that we can win it. You know, where I think going into this season, our guys believe that they can win any ball game they play as long as we go out and play the way we're capable of. So we know we got to be at our best against Florida State because they're a very talented football team, and they only had one loss. And again, before that loss, they were the number two team in the country. So I think we all thought the world of them, and they have a lot of those same players. So they're not going too far. Also, we got to be at our A game for this game.
No doubt about it, man. Well, listen, we appreciate very much you spending time with us, Coach. We know it's a crazy week for you.
Yeah, don't let Jameis Winston on the sideline to try to pump up the Seminoles on Saturday.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Yeah, he's a Tampa Bay dude now, right? It doesn't matter where he went to school. He's Tampa Bay now, not FSU.
Right. Yep.
Excellent, man. Well, good luck to you. I'll be up in the air-conditioned press box because it does get very warm down there on the field.
Your first game ever.
My first USF game ever, Coach. I'm looking for a big victory, and I can't wait to see you guys take it to FSU on Saturday. So thanks, as always, for joining us, and I can't wait to see the team in person on Saturday, Coach.
I appreciate you guys, and go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Go Bulls indeed. Go USF Bulls for tickets.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.